Pearl Harbor. I was 10. It was a Sunday, and I remember it because the grown-ups' voices changed, not louder, lower. That's how children know something's happened. The adults go quiet in a particular way, and you feel it in your chest before anybody tells you anything. We didn't have a phone. People came out onto porches. Mr. Dunwoody across the street had his radio up in the window so the whole street could hear it, and I remember standing in the road with maybe 20 people, all of us facing a window. And then everything about my life changed for 4 years. My brother Walt went in at 17, lied about a birthday, and Daddy signed it, and Mama didn't speak to him for a week. We had the blackout curtains. We had a garden. I collected tinfoil off of chewing gum and rolled it into a ball the size of a grapefruit, and I was so proud of that ball, you'd have thought I'd sunk a ship with it. And you know what nobody tells you about the war? It was exciting. I was a child, and it was terrible, and it was the most exciting thing that ever happened. Both those things are true, and I've stopped apologizing for it.